Emergency traffic coverage continues. Ricky Meese, we just can't catch a break.
No, and it's everywhere throughout the entire valley. We're going to begin with the closure eastbound SR 201 and SR 202. Closed at 102nd West. That's just going to be a little bit east of SR 202. And then we have an accident blocking the left lanes, causing big delays on the West Belt southbound. I-215's West Belt, about 1900 South. That has traffic stop and go back to I-80. Then southbound on I-15, heavy and slow as you're going from downtown. It does not let up until you're passing Bangor Highway in Draper. Len Thomas?
Traffic continuing with the crash in Stansbury on SR 36 right there at Mills Junction. And the KSL traffic trooper letting us know traffic is backed up onto I-80 westbound there at the Black Rock. So watch out for that. You're going to want to take your time in that area. Also, northbound I-15 through the valley is slowing from Draper up to Midvale. And then it's easing up to get to South Salt Lake up to the downtown area. And we're looking at into Utah County on southbound I-15 slowing from the top of the point of the mountain down to Main Street in Lehigh. Mark?
Well, we've got a wreck that may involve a bike. 800 South, 1300 East on the freeway, northbound I-15 South, Salt Lake up to the north interchange, very heavy traffic. You've also got thick traffic, emergency traffic delays. In fact, from Centerville up to Layton Hills Mall, where all lanes are open at Layton Parkway, Highway 89, severe delays all the way up through Kaysville. Again, SR 193 to I-84, 215 at the north end, and Legacy are both slower than normal as well. Salt Lake Gaming Con, June 2nd through 4th at Southtown Expo Center, featuring Microsoft, PlayStation tournaments, demos, celebrities, and cosplay. Get tickets now at saltlakegamingcon.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.